Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, South Bay Spotlight, on April 5th, 2018. Only 10 days left. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that.
The South Bay Show is brought to you by the Academy of Foreign Languages. If you have any interest in learning a new language or brushing up on existing language skills, you should know about the Academy of Foreign Languages. Located in Palos Verdes, the Academy of Foreign Languages specializes in the art of communication. Their mission is to provide the finest language instruction possible. They recognize that each student has distinctive needs and craft their teaching technique to optimize an individual's particular learning skills. At the Academy of Foreign Languages, they strive to create a comfortable environment conducive to learning. So whether you're learning a new language or would simply like to converse in your native tongue, the Academy of Foreign Languages can accommodate you. For additional information, visit their website at academyofforeignlanguages.com, that's all spelled out, or call 310-975-4133.
I'm your host, Joe Terry, and you can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That is what we talk about here on The South Bay Show. And of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with South Bay by Jackie.com and executive producer of The South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
Well, I'd be doing better if somebody could explain to me what's going on with the weather. Are we having June gloom in April?
Yeah, it looks like it. Man, is it socked in this morning?
Well, it's been like this.
Wow.
It's been like this since last Thursday or Friday, because I remember in my weekend guide last week, I was like, oh, it looks like spring has sprung, you know. It should be beautiful weather for all the Easter egg hunts this weekend. And it was totally socked in all weekend.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
It was. Although sunrise service on Sunday, my wife and I went to sunrise service in Hermosa, was not that cold. It was warmer than we all expected, but it wasn't warm either.
Warmer, but it wasn't warm, and gray and foggy.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
It was foggy, right?
It was. Yes. No doubt. But there was a ray of sunshine in the beginning. But what, Jackie, did you do this week?
Well, Easter Sunday, we went out to Santa Anita Racetrack for the day with some friends, which we've done that three or four times over the last 5 or 6 years. And, you know, Santa Anita is a beautiful racetrack. It was built in 1934, I believe, in Art Deco style. And it's such a great structure and grounds. And there was mist out there, but it wasn't foggy like it is here. So we did get some sun. The sun did come out. And you get the beautiful mountains right there with the blue sky behind it. It's so pretty. So we did that Easter Sunday, had a very nice time. I have to tell you, yesterday I went to the Torrance Area Chamber's Women's Leadership Luncheon. I went yesterday afternoon. It was over at the Doubletree in Torrance, and it was a terrific event, really, really good event. The featured speaker was the new chief of police for Torrance, Chief Eve Irvine.
She's
terrific. We've had her on the show, and I was actually trying to get her on the show today. I had emailed her a couple of days ago. I said, I know you have a super busy week. I said, but is there any way you can do the show Thursday morning? And I said, by the way, I'm going to be at the luncheon on Wednesday. So when I saw her before the luncheon started, She said, I got your email. She said, Jackie, I am so slumped. She said, I actually have two meetings at the same time as your show. She said, so I can't do it. I was like, no, don't worry. You know, she's like on her speaking tour this week, you know. So I went to that yesterday. And, she's got a thing tonight, too. Over at Audi, Pacific Audi, up on Hawthorne Boulevard, they're doing a Meet the Chief event tonight. I think it's from 5 to 7, which I'm planning on going to. But it was such a terrific event yesterday. In addition to Chief Irvine, they honored four women in the community for all that they do. And I got to tell you, these are some powerhouse women. You know, it was just listening to them, what, you know, their accomplishments, what they've done, what they're doing, not just within their own businesses, their own industries, but for the community. So that was a really, really terrific event. Yeah.
That sounds fantastic. Wow. Love that. Are we ready? Are we ready to roll with all the wonderful things coming up this weekend?
Yeah. Why don't you start off?
All righty. So this is a special, really special event. The Vietnam Veterans Memorial Fund brought The Wall That Heals to Gardena City Hall on Tuesday. Yeah, Garden. On Tuesday, April 3rd. The Wall That Heals, a replica of the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and a 75-foot mobile education center was escorted into Gardena by approximately 100 motorcycles from the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Long Beach recently. Wow, this is going to be open again for 24 hours a day from April 4th at 7 through Sunday, April 8th at 2 p.m., so people can go and really with their feelings and talk about how they got through it or how their parents were affected or all of that. At 158, 15,800 South Brighton Avenue in Gardena. It's going to be great. Wow.
Yeah, it's a good educational.
Have you ever seen that, Jackie, the actual Veterans Memorial, Vietnam Veterans?
No, I have not. As a matter of fact, the last time I was in Washington, D.C., it was before that wall was built. So, no, I have not seen it. And, you know, I got to take another trip back there. I haven't been there since the early 1980s. So I need to get back there. As a matter of fact, my husband is going to be going back there in a few weeks. And I was, you know, I'm thinking maybe I can tag on to his trip just so that I can go around and see all the stuff I missed the last time. But yeah. You know, there's always new and exciting things going on in Washington. And I'm just referring to the memorials and the museums, nothing else.
Right. Who cares about that stuff?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll be nice. Yeah, and I'm assuming that the education center, the mobile education center, will be there and open for some hours. I'm not sure of the hours on that, but would be interesting. That's an interesting, very interesting part of history that I'm guessing a lot of the younger generations aren't as familiar with it as we are. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce and the Young Professional Council presents Speed Networking tonight, Thursday, April 5th, from 6 to 7:30 p.m. on the Shade Rooftop in Manhattan Beach. Speed networking is so much fun. It's like speed dating, only it's business. You know, you do your 30-second elevator speech, you exchange cards, and you go on to the next person. You know, we all know networking can be one of the most powerful and productive activities an individual can do to launch and manage their career. Speed networking is a structured and fast-paced networking event allowing participants to interact with others in a series of brief one-on-one information exchanges. The event will provide exposure to a lot of people in a short amount of time. It's a great way to let others know who you are and what you're looking for, whether new customers or clients, business or sales leads, and you decide whom you want to follow up with. And, of course, to make the most of this event, make sure to bring plenty of business cards. The cost is only $5 per person. So if
Right.
you want to go, you can visit the Chamber website, ManhattanBeachChamber.com, or you can contact Brandon Oates at Brandon@ManhattanBeachChamber.com. And Shade Hotel is located at 1221 North Valley Drive, Manhattan Beach, California, 90266. And if it clears up tonight, you'll have a gorgeous sunset from the rooftop.
Yeah. Wow. That sounds like a fantastic event. It's only $5. I think every chamber member should take advantage of that. Wow.
I think everybody should take advantage of it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, certainly
members should. It's not and it's not just for chamber members, you know. So, and this is the Young Professional Council. So you're going to have all the young hip millennials there, you know. So it's a win-win all around for everything. Yeah.
Right. Wow. And, you know, of course, being here near the ocean, we're excited about Waterfront Education offering a fun-filled 3-day, 2-night excursion to Catalina Island starting the 6th of April through Sunday, April 8th. There's so much to do and see as nature's classroom is extended across the channel. The excursion is designed for all ages, and the facility is large enough to divide participants into age-appropriate groups for activities. Highlights include fishing, snorkeling, kayaking, tide pools, canoeing, stand-up paddleboarding, archery, and more. Wow. The itinerary is still being finalized. Of course, ocean weather and tides and the importance of conservation will also be discussed with students. The cost is $295 per person. Pricing includes lodging, all activities, and meals during the visit. Space is limited. Make your reservation today. Please note, if you are using charter school funds for this excursion, we need to make arrangements for prepayment, apparently. Okay. Contact Julie so we can work that out with your school's finance department. Okay. Waterfront Education/Catalina Island. Check it out. That sounds like
Yeah, it is fun. That's Waterfront Education, you know, out of King Harbor Youth Foundation. And Julie Call has taken that program and run with it. She's doing amazing work down there. She just contacted me earlier this week, and she's like, you know something, we had a couple of people cancel at the last minute. She said, can you put that out there? You know, maybe we can fill it up. And I was like, sure. So if you're looking for something to do this weekend, that's a fantastic excursion, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It sounds like a ton of fun. Where else can you go and have everything included for $295? I mean, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So,
the whole weekend. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Now, the Torrance Area Chamber, which we were just speaking about before, they're doing the State of the State tomorrow, Friday, April 6th at 7:30 a.m. And it's, again, at the DoubleTree by Hilton, Torrance South Bay. The event will feature State Senators Ben Allen and Steve Bradford with Assemblyman Al Muratsuchi. I never say his name right. Muratsuchi, is that how you say it? From the 66th
I think so.
District.
Suchi Murat, yeah. Yes.
More sushi, yeah. Now, tickets are $40 for what? What?
$40 for members.
$40 for members and $60 for non-members. Yeah,
right.
Yeah, $40 for members, $60 for non-members. So for additional information and ticket purchase, visit the Torrance website, torrancechamber.com. And that's at the DoubleTree by Hilton Torrance South Bay, which is located at 21333 Hawthorne Boulevard in Torrance. I was just there yesterday. Very easy, big parking lot, free parking. So, yeah. Although that 7:30 in the morning thing, I don't know why they insist on doing these state of the cities, state of the state, state of the, why do they do them so early? Well, at least the president does it at night, right? Doesn't when they do the state of the nation, isn't it like at 5 or 6 p.m.,
right.
you know, and, you know, not early in the morning, you know?
No.
You and I miss out on
to...
What? Go ahead.
Oh,
go
my
ahead.
Gosh. No, you're right. We miss out on a lot of things. Anything, you know, earlier than 8 o'clock, never will attend. But
yeah,
I'm sure they're trying to do
things,
that so people can attend that work downtown or, you know, have a long commute or something.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
We get left out of it.
This is very interesting. The 2018 Universe Multicultural Film Festival. Wow. Takes place Friday, April 6th through Sunday, April 8th. The 2018 Universe, that's so weird. Then not Universal Multicultural Film Festival plays host to a fabulous array of movies and movie stars. The festival will feature a stellar lineup of films from all over the world, cultural ambassador pageant event, filmmaker tributes, industry seminars, film market, red carpet fashion show, and gala receptions. All the screen films will be either voiced in English or contain subtitles. There are several ticket packages available. The screenings will be held at the Redondo High School Community
Rolling
Center.
Hills.
Rolling Hills Community Center, 735 Silver Spur Road in Rolling Hills Estates. And the Peninsula Library, Center Library at 701 Silver Spur Road, Rolling Hills Estates. And Fred Hess Community Park, McTaggart Hall, 29301 Hawthorne Boulevard in Rancho Palos Verdes. And also Malaga Cove Library at 2400 Via Campesina in Palos Verdes Estates. This is a big deal. It's hard to put together a film festival, and this really sounds like a lot of fun. You can find out more at umfilms.org, or you can search on Eventbrite for 2018 Multicultural Universe Film Festival. Wow.
Universe, 2018 Universe Multicultural Film Festival, and they've been doing this, I think, for 4 or 5 years now. I've had it on my, you know, on my website for 4 or 5 years now, and it's a big deal. You know, it's a big, like, you know, these events, people get all dressed up. There's a lot of red carpet, you know, stuff, and it's a big deal. And if you are a film buff, I would imagine that you'd get to see a lot of stuff at this film festival that you might not get to see at some of your garden variety film festivals. So, yeah, that's taking place this weekend, Friday through Sunday. Now, I have not been to this yet. Riviera Village does a First Fridays every month. They just started it, I think, about 3 months ago. It's this Friday, tomorrow, April 6th, from 5 to 8 p.m., as I said, it's a free monthly event with live music, food samplings, gallery viewing, promotional offers, and you know, and you can shop and dine and run into people you know. And as I said, I have not been to this yet. It seems like every Friday they've had it, I've been busy, but I've been dying to get down there. And you know, they want to mention that. They have live music at the northeast corner of Avenue I and Catalina from 6 to 8. And we know that, you know, the village has a ton of parking on every street, and then there's the big triangle parking lot. So there's always, you know, Riviera Village is one of the few places that you don't have the big parking issues that you do in other downtown areas in the South Bay. So that's always a plus. Of course, you can always Uber, you know, if you're going to be imbibing, if you're going to go out to dinner and have a nice glass of wine or a cocktail, you definitely want to Uber or Lyft or take a taxi. And speaking of, there's a lot of new stuff going on in the village. I'll mention it here. I may mention it again later. But a few new restaurants, the Gabby James just opened 2 nights ago, I think it was. That is the former Zazu space. The owners, the same owners, the Gabrielle family, who also own Love and Salt in Manhattan Beach, which is a very popular place. Yeah, so they've redone. They were under construction for a few months, and they are just now open. The Gabby James and Riviera Village in the former Zazu space, and so they're open. And then pretty soon, I would imagine the Rockefeller is going to be opening in Riviera Village. They are in the former Jonathan location, big space. Every time I walk by there, I peek in between the construction paper. So it looks like the space is built out. So hopefully they will be opening up soon. And they have a location in Manhattan Beach and Hermosa Beach. So, you know, it's good. You know, they got the burgers. They got the 99-cent burgers on Tuesday, which I hope they do in Riviera Village. They do it in Manhattan Beach and they do it in Hermosa Beach. So I'm assuming, not to make an ass out of me or you, but I'm assuming that they're going to have their special 99-cent burgers on Tuesday. So that's exciting. And then King Harbor Brewing will be opening a tap room in Riviera Village. And that's going into the former Fowler and Moore space, right on Catalina Avenue. So lots going on in the village, you know? Yeah. So, you know, the village has so many fantastic restaurants, and it's really funny because, you know, I remember when Rebel Republic opened, you know, Paul Hennessy opened Rebel Republic. Have you been there yet?
Not yet. No.
Really? Well, they've been open for a while. Over a year.
Well,
probably more.
I don't go out very much, but
you don't get out that much. I remember when that opened, and I was talking to a couple of different conversations. People were saying, "Oh, it's going to, you know, take all the business away from the other restaurants." I'm just the opposite thought process. I think that the more restaurants you have, the more people will come. And if they can't get into one place, they'll go to another place, right? I mean, don't you agree with that?
Right.
It's rising tides float all boats. I think that makes perfect sense.
Absolutely.
Yes. Yeah, I've heard.
Restaurant grow. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some grousing on Facebook about that. You know, somebody was saying, "Oh, Rebel Republic's already taken a bunch of," and I'm like, no, because you get there, you got to wait an hour for a table or something. You're going to go across the street and have sushi, or you're going to go over to Sophie's,
right,
or you're going to go over to HT Grill or Chez Melange, or, I mean, there's so many other restaurants. So I can't see, if you're planning a night out at a place in the village and you get down there, you're not going to get in your car and drive someplace else, right? You're going to go to a restaurant across the street, right? So
I agree 100%. That's why you have these collections of businesses that feed on each other, like a car dealership row or a
right,
restaurant row.
Mattress, the bed shops up on Hawthorne, there's all those mattress stores. Yeah.
Right.
You don't find what you like in one, you go to the next one, right?
Right, right.
Yeah,
those are informal, but often they are developed on purpose, these collections of businesses.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's the same thing on Pier Avenue. You know, a lot of times, you know, JB and I will take our bike ride on the weekend and we're going to stop on Pier to get something to eat. And you want to get into Waterman's, but there's a wait. So you go over to Mediterraneo or you go to, you know, there's a bunch of different restaurants. So it's great. And speaking of, couple of things. Tapas and Vinos is closed. It's been closed for a while now, at least since the middle of last month. Another small oyster place on Pier Avenue, I understand, is closing or has already closed. I want to call it the Hook, something with Hook in its name. Little place.
Okay.
I heard that they were closing too. So, you know,
my,
the restaurant business,
that's terrible.
There's a lot of the restaurant business. There's a ton of turnover. What is it? There's some ridiculous statistic, like only 1 in 10 restaurants that open actually make it. It's a very tough business. Yeah. So it's not surprising, especially when you get these areas where, as you said, Restaurant Rose, you get a lot of them opening up, and you know, so there's a lot of that. You know, the restaurant business is hard.
Right.
So anyway, yeah. Okay. First Friday is tomorrow night, Riviera Village. I got to look at my calendar, see if I have anything going on tomorrow evening. If not, I'm going to go down, check it out.
Okay.
Right.
Wow. Just really, really important that people get, you know, their niche correct when they're starting a restaurant or some business like that. But we have other things going on, and this is exciting. We're going to talk about the pancake breakfast, aren't we? The City of Torrance Community Services Department and the Attic invite the public to celebrate the Attic's anniversary with an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast on Saturday, April 7th. Wow, from 7 to 11. Come on down to the Attic Cafe for the 19th anniversary pancake breakfast and get an all-you-can-eat meal to start your day. Take a tour of the facility, enjoy the entertainment, bring an appetite. Suggested donation is $5 per person and will be used to upgrade the heating and air conditioning. Ooh. Tickets are on sale at the Attic, the City of Torrance Community Services Department Information Desk, or from an Attic Advisory Committee Youth Torrance Youth Council representatives. That's pretty interesting. This is kind of a youth sort of getaway organization.
That's
really nice.
Yeah. It's been there for years. We have this pancake breakfast on the schedule every year. They've been doing it for a long time, and it's like a youth center. Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So
I'd
they
like
do that
to
every
talk
year.
To somebody from the Attic. Yeah.
Why?
That sounds interesting. Well, I just to find out what challenges they have in getting these kinds of activities off the ground, and obviously funding. I'm always fascinated by that and nonprofit organizations.
Well, it's a city thing. It's run by the City of Torrance. Yeah. So it's So, so this, you know, something. This next thing is always very popular. It's amazing to me how popular this is. The West Basin Municipal Water District. They continue the free rain barrel distribution program on Saturday, April 7th from 8 a.m. to noon at MiraCosta High School. You get to help conserve water with a free rain barrel. You can be more water efficient by collecting and using rainwater in your garden. They also help reduce the amount of water that flows into storm drains and waterways. And participants, you know, if you show up, you got to meet eligibility requirements and register in advance. All right. The rain barrels are distributed on a first-come, first-served basis. No walk-ins allowed. All right. Registration does not guarantee a rain barrel because every time they have one of these, they go fast. I mean, you got to register. You got to get there early because if you register and you show up at noon, you're not going to get one. And everybody has them. It's so funny. I see them on my street, driving up and down my street. You know, a lot of people position them in front of their garages, like where the eave comes down and they – you know, the drain, the water drain right into these rain barrels. And, they're very, very popular. So if you want one, you know, at this event, register and get there early, but they continue, they've been doing this and there are several other organizations that do, free rain barrel, events.
Sure.
So, yeah, and I when I get them, I post them. You know, whenever I get them, I post them. And, of course, the West Basin Water District, they do them regularly. You can go to their website, check the other schedule stuff. There are others happening, but not in the South Bay. So I only list the ones in the South Bay. So you can get them elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow,
right.
Great. We have one for our urban farm. We have a rain barrel. It's a lot of I mean, it's a very small thing that you can do, but if enough people do those small things, it makes a big difference. Now, this next thing is very interesting. We love this organization, TeamRubiconUSA.org, TeamRubiconUSA.org. Team Rubicon, the mission continues, and Team Red, White, and Blue will host the 7th annual Run as One 5K on Saturday, April 7th in Hermosa Beach. They're taking it to the beach this year and running for the Hermosa Beach from the Hermosa Beach Pier to the Manhattan Pier and back. The event gets underway at 8:30 a.m. and is family-friendly. After the event, participants will head to Patrick Malloy's for discounted bites and brews. Team Rubicon unites the skills and experiences of military veterans with first responders to rapidly deploy emergency response teams. We definitely want them in our community. The mission continues, empowers veterans who are adjusting to life at home to find purpose through community impact. We deploy veterans on new missions in their communities so that their actions will inspire future generations to serve. You can find out more at missioncontinues.org. Mission Continues. Team Red, White, and Blue enriches the lives of America's veterans by connecting them to their community through physical and social activity. You can find out more at Team RWB, as in Red, White, and Blue, teamrwb.org. This is a free event. T-shirts are $20, and donations are of course, always appreciated. This is going to be fun. This is really going to be fun. Right at the Hermosa Pier. You can find out more at TeamRubiconUSA.org, MissionContinues.org, and TeamRWB, as in Red, White, and Blue. TeamRWB.org. All right.
Now, didn't we have a friend at Team Rubicon? Didn't we have somebody that was working with George on the old Disaster in America podcast we did?
Yes, of course.
What's his name? Yes. Do you remember?
And we had a couple of questions. No, I don't remember, but I loved talking with him about the organization. And then the organization blew up, and they really, really became quite famous around the world, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, Team Rubicon, generally the first people in, huh, to those disaster areas.
Right, and effective. That's the other thing. They're effective. They're not in the way. I think it was, Chris Wharton and Cal Verdon.
Yes. Yes, Chris
Wharton,
yes.
Chris Wharton, yes, and Cal Verdon.
Didn't we do a show with him from Afghanistan?
I think that's possible. And that was the thing that was so exciting about it. I mean, George really hit a home run with that one. But I don't know if he was actually in Afghanistan when we were interviewing him.
No. No, he connected us with somebody else in Afghanistan. You don't remember this. This was years ago. So. You're getting old, Joe. Senior moment. So that's the Run as One, the Saturday, April 7th in Hermosa Beach. I have never heard of this here before, so I think this is the first time they're doing it in the South Bay. I think they do these events like all over the country, and I think this is the first time they're doing this in the South Bay. So that'll be a lot of fun. This Saturday, April 7th. Also this Saturday, April 7th, we've got the monthly fish activities taking place on Saturday, April 7th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Sea Lab. You can go down and join the Sea Lab team for Earth Day-related crafts, touch tank tours, and aquatic fun. The day includes hands-on activities and experiences relating to marine life and oceans. Now, at 12 p.m., the daily fish feeding will take place, followed by a tour of the touch tanks. And the cost is $5 for adults. Kids 14 and under are free. And it's $2 per cup of food for the fish feeding. So for more information, you can go to the website. It's lacore.org. But I checked the link yesterday, and that's just to the homepage. But when I clicked on Sea Lab, it said the page was not working. So the best thing you can do to find out is contact Adrian Calbreth at acalbreth@lacore.org, or you can call 310-318-7458. And Sea Lab, of course, is located at 1021 North Harbor Drive in Redondo Beach. It's right there off the bike path across the street from the AES plant. So that's a fun monthly
fish activity.
Fish activities. Yes, it's a fun monthly activity. I was gonna say for the kids, but you know, I enjoy getting my hand in the touch tanks.
Absolutely. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's just $5 for adults and $2 for a cup of food. Wow. That's fun. I'm sure the fish appreciate that. Now, this next piece, it was interesting for me and my wife when we first came to the South Bay to go down to Mickey's Deli and to get a bite to eat, maybe a beer. But we didn't hang out there. Like my kids, my two daughters and my son, they have many memories throughout their growing up years of Mickey's Deli. Mickey is celebrating their 65th anniversary. Wow. And wants to thank the community for their support on Saturday, the 7th. From 11 to 2, Mickey's will be giving the first 65 people in line either a Mickey's combo sandwich, sauce sandwich, or a slice of pizza free, one item per person. Each customer that after that will be able to purchase these items for only 65 cents each. I love promotions like this. They hope everyone will stop by to celebrate this memorable moment, not only for Mickey's, but the South Bay community as well. For additional information, just visit the website, mickeysdeli.com. And, of course, Mickey's is located at 101 Hermosa Avenue. In Hermosa, 65th anniversary, 65 cents for a slice of pizza or a Mickey's combo sauce sandwich. How can you beat that? You can't beat that. First 65 people.
I can't. First 65 people get free one of the items.
Yeah.
The first 65 people
right.
get one of the items free. And after that, they'll be selling them for only 65 cents each. Now, when was the last time you had a slice of pizza for 65 cents?
It's been a long time.
It's been a long time. Yeah.
Yes.
So, go down. Go down and wish them a happy anniversary, Saturday, April 7th, from 11 to 2 p.m., the free, and then after that, 65 cents each. The Torrance Sister City Association presents the Bunkasai Japanese Cultural Festival on Saturday, April 7th, and Sunday, April 8th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. both days at the Ken Miller Recreation Center. This fun-filled event features taiko drums, kimono models, martial arts, calligraphy, a tea ceremony, bonsai, flower arrangements, doll exhibits, games, storytelling, music, dance, food, and more. Admission is free. All right. For additional information, visit the website at torrancesistercity.org. And that's at the Ken Miller Recreation Area at a recreation center at 3341 Torrance Boulevard, Torrance, California. And I hope that the weather is nice for that. And again, free. We love
right.
free.
Right. Hey. This is really shaping up to be quite a fun-filled weekend. There's going to be lots of great things to do and see, of course, and also to drink. King Harbor Brewing Company will celebrate its fourth year in business with an anniversary party on Saturday, again, Saturday, April 7th, from 2 to 6 p.m. The event features food. From 505 Food Truck LA, a Bass Kitchen, and Slinging Korea. The brewery tasting room will be open from 12 to 1:45 for any early drinkers or patrons wanting to go orders. At 1:45 p.m., the party begins, and only wristband holders will be allowed on premises. Brewery closes, and the party ends at 6 p.m. Tickets include 30-plus taps, unlimited pours in your very own fourth anniversary mug, tiki bar, live entertainment from DJ Denny Bales, the Vinyl Club, and live bands, the Royal Rats, Kira Lingman, and the Thirsty Crows. The Thirsty Crows. You don't want to, if those are some of your favorite bands, the Royal Rats, Kira Lingman, and the Thirsty Crows, you don't want to miss this. Giveaways from Globe Skateboards, coned ice cream with King Harbor Brewing's Imperial Swirly Ice Cream Collaboration, food trucks, beer games, and more. Tickets are $45. Designated driver tickets are $10 each. Designated driver tickets are $10. So being a designated driver has its advantages. Tickets will be sold for $60 a person on the day of the event. So get them while they last. For additional information, you can search at Eventbrite, or you can just go to King Harbor Brewing. King Harbor Brewing Company is located at 2907 182nd Street in Redondo. Wow. They're really planning a big party.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a big deal. Yeah, our craft brew scene is alive and well, man. There's always something going on in the craft beer scene in the South Bay. Never a lack of things to do. This weekend is going to be nutty. The annual Lomita Fire and Sheriff's Spaghetti Dinner will take place on Saturday, April 7th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Lomita Harbor City Kiwanis Club. It's a fun-filled, family-friendly day filled with food, raffle prizes, and entertainment. In addition, of course, there will be a fire engine truck and police car available for photo ops. And proceeds from the event go directly to Lomita Fire Station Number 6, Lomita Sheriff Station, and other community needs. Now, tickets will be sold at the door only. Admission for adults is $10 per person and $5 for children 12 and under. And you can visit the Facebook page at Lomita, facebook.com/groups/Lomita, or you can call Mark Warnick at 310-910-5072 or via email at warnick@yahoo.com. Warnick is WARONEK @yahoo.com, and Lomita Harbor City Kiwanis Hall is located at 24822 Narbonne Avenue in Lomita. And I ran into Mark at the event yesterday too. Everybody was there except you, Joe.
That event, that sounded really great. I know. I don't know what I was doing. The Automobile Driving Museum.
Wait. I ran into, God, everybody was there. I ran into, as I mentioned, Mark Warnick, Mayor Fury, a couple of councilmen, Mike Griffiths, Milton, ran into Heidi Butzin, and you know who else was there? Our good friend Nick Arquette was there, too.
At the Lomita Fire? Really?
No. At the lunch yesterday, at the Torrance thing.
Okay.
I just mentioned it because I ran into Mark Warnick there, and then I remembered all the other people I ran into there.
Right.
Women's leadership.
How is Nick?
He's good. everybody's
yeah.
good. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Excellent. Well, I'm excited. I love this place. We all love this place. The Automobile Driving Museum presents Ladies Car Care 101 and 201. Ooh, a first level and a second level class on Sunday, April 8th from 10 to 3. Grease Girl is coming to the museum again in 2018. Ladies Car Care number 101, a two-hour class for all ages of women to gain confidence in car care, learn routine checks, identify what's under the hood, and understand what to do when something goes wrong. The cost is $5 a person. Can you believe that? $5 for each of these valuable classes. Ladies Car Care 101, Sunday, April 8th from 10 to noon. And then if you want the next level class, Ladies Car Care 201, that's going to be from 1 to 3 p.m. on Sunday, April 8th. The classes will cover roadside car maintenance, get hands-on with changing a tire, carry out a variety of simple roadside visual checks to rule out problems, understand what to do when your car's warning lights come on, learn how to properly jump a car, walk through roadside emergency scenarios. This is like training and discover solutions. Grease Girl Christy Klein is inspiring the world one grease monkey at a time. To get in the garage, just get in the garage and get greasy. Grease Girl is a place to learn, share, and delve into the hot rodding lifestyle, whether it's a specific garage do-it-yourself you're looking for, or just want to dive into the journey of a fellow car-loving gal. You've found the right place. Enjoy learning and laughing along with the adventures you find at Grease Girl, and then go out and create your own. For additional information and registration, visit the website at automobiledrivingmuseum.org. The Automobile Driving Museum is located at 610 Lairport Street in El Segundo, Lairport. Well, that's interesting. Are you going, Grease Girl?
I don't know. I have to look at my day planner. I have so much stuff going on this weekend. And from this, just this weekend, God, you can tell how much stuff we've got going on. But know what would be fun? Someday we have to do a contest, you know, give away a prize to somebody that can make it to every event in the Weekend Guide in one day.
And
wouldn't
show
that be
proof.
Fun? And show
yes.
proof, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
We want proof.
No, that you know something, honest to God, I don't, who teaches this stuff? Where do you learn this stuff? I mean, I know I didn't learn it in school. I took driver's ed in high school, but I didn't learn, we didn't have a mechanics class. I know that a lot of schools used to have car mechanical stuff. Didn't schools used to have stuff like that, Joe? I mean, where did you learn this stuff? Where did you learn how to change a tire?
I learned all these things really on the job training. I mean, when and if we ever had a flat tire and I was anywhere near the car, my dad would say, Joe, let's change a tire. Or, you know, if it happened to me or a friend and I was in the car, we learned by doing. I don't think I had any specific classes. But, of course, there were a lot more guys in the cars than there were girls. And this is all about giving women, young girls, confidence in taking care of their own car, which I think is really important.
It is.
So the automobile. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. I think it's really important. I'm trying to think. I didn't take this stuff in school, but I did learn how to do it. I'm just forgetting how I learned it. I may have taken like a AAA class or something like that, but it wasn't in school. This is a really, you know, because if you don't know, man, even if you go out and you buy a new car and there's nothing wrong with it, you drive it along. I mean, that happened to me several years ago, driving on the 405. We were just going by the Sherman Oaks Galleria, and I hit something. I was in the left lane, and there was a rusty can or something, and I had a blowout. I mean, a blowout, not a flat. Oh. It was a blowout, you know, doing, 70 miles an hour on the freeway and then having to pull over four or five lanes to get out. You need to know what to do in those situations. So this is very handy, women and men, girls and boys. All right, on to the next thing. Now, you know that every month I post the Redondo Beach Library Activities Calendar. The gal over at the Redondo Beach Library sends me it every month, and I put it up there. But she wanted me to point out that, you know, the Redondo Beach North Branch Library offers Spanish language practice classes. The sessions this month are Monday, April 9th, and Monday, May 7th, from 6:15 p.m. to 7:45 p.m., and it's led by a facilitator. Now, participants need to already know a little Spanish to participate. But it's free. It's free and it's open to the public. And for more information, you know, visit that website, redondo.org/library. Now, those practices will be held in the meeting room at Redondo Beach North Branch Library, located at 2000 Artesia Boulevard in Redondo Beach. And there's free parking behind the library. So that's just one little thing. The local libraries, they have full calendars of events every month. And I have some of them up on my website. So go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Como está usted?
Joe Terry. Me usted or my name is Joe Terry.
No, I was asking how are you?
I'm good. Bien.
Como se llama? And me llamo Joe Terry. Yeah. No, como está usted is how are you? And I'm surprised I remembered that because my Italian took over several years ago. So anyway, go check it out.
We need to learn to speak the language of business, and the language of business is often Spanish. Bilingual skills are very, very well prized in this economy here in California. So now, attention El Segundo residents. Ding, 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 ding. Attention El Segundo residents. Election day is Tuesday, April 10th. I don't have any sound effects. April 10th, Tuesday, April 10th, election day. Don't forget to make your way to the polls to vote for two new city council members. Two seats will be vacant as Mayor Suzanne Fuentes retires from 8 years of service to the city council. City as a council member and mayor, and Mike Dugan moves on to enjoy his retirement after 4 years as a council member. Four candidates will be vying for these seats, including Maria Barden, Lance Giro, Scott Nickel, and Chris Pimentel. The chamber asked the candidates three questions pertaining to business and their backgrounds. A downloadable PDF of the Q&A can be found right there in the link in Jackie's weekend guide. But that's a heck of a link, so I'm not going to even try for that. Weekend guide. But, wow, Election Day, Tuesday, April 10th, El Segundo. Don't forget.
Yes. Yes. Got to get out. Get
that's
out
just
and
five
cast
days.
Your vote. Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to get out and cast your vote. Now, this is a big one that they've been promoting for several months now. The Hermosa Beach and Manhattan Beach Chambers of Commerce are going to host a dual chamber networking lunch on Tuesday, April 10th from 12:30 to 2 p.m. at Laurel Tavern. The event features Ronnie Ramos of Harmony 3 Productions. Ronnie's going to share various tips on how to up your social media game with images and do-it-yourself videos. The cost is $15 for chamber members and $20 for non-members. For additional information and ticket purchase, visit the Manhattan Beach Chamber website at manhattanbeachchamber.com. Laurel Tavern is located at 1220 Hermosa Avenue, Hermosa Beach, California. And we always recommend you register ahead of time because it may be sold out the day of. But, go there. Get your tickets now. $15 for chamber members, $20 for non-members.
Right. Right. Very, very important to participate in these kinds of events, man.
Mm-hmm.
So Padone's Pizza will host the monthly BCHD Blue Zones Project Social Hour on Tuesday, April 10th from 5 to 6 p.m. Tuesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Italians drink a glass of wine, red wine, with each meal, and they might just be onto something. Studies show that for people who have a healthy relationship with alcohol, enjoying a glass of wine rich in artery-scrubbing flavonoids can benefit the health of the mind and body. Unwind with new and old friends during social hour. Attendees will enjoy discounted appetizers and the first glass of wine for $5. The monthly social hour takes place the second Tuesday of each month, the second Tuesday, from 5 to 6 p.m. at various venues throughout the South Bay. No registration is required. Just show up. For additional information, visit the BCHD website at bchd.org/social hour. And, of course, this social hour coming up on the 10th is Padrone's Pizza, located at 1332 Hermosa Avenue in Hermosa Beach. That is wine at five of those nine nine prescriptions.
Well, actually, it used to be wine at five. They've rebranded it as social hour. It used to be wine at five, but now it's called the social hour. So, and they do that every month, and it's a lot of fun. Yeah,
right.
Yes.
I was just referring to the original Blue Zones project. There are nine prescriptions for living a long life, as the Blue Zones project discovered, and one of the prescriptions was this issue: wine at five, downshift, 80%, move naturally, purpose, a plant slant to your diet, a plant slant, which I always advocate as a urban farmer. You must eat your veggies.
Yes, Yes. Okay. So, oh gosh, we're running out of time, so I'm gonna run
Yes.
through these last couple of things fairly quickly, Joe. The local
Sure.
business community is invited to a spring mixer on Wednesday, April 11th from 6 to 9 p.m. at Pull and Thread. Now, a couple of sisters, Norelle and Devorah, have taken over the family business, formerly the Art Oriental Rug Company, and recently rebranded as Pull and Thread. Now, the mixer is co-hosted by Carlos Martinez and aims to create local connections and cultivate collaborations. Attendees will enjoy sips and bites, music, and more. For additional information, you can visit the website at pullandthread.com, pullandthread.com, and they're located at 24415 Hawthorne Boulevard. Now, I met Norelle at a USBA mixer last month. Fantastic young woman, a lot of energy. I love this. Their parents' shop had been around for 40 years, I think, and they were ready to retire. And their daughters, the two sisters, said, "No, we want to take it over. We're going to rebrand it. We want to do something with it." So they're opening up the doors of their shop, and they're just, as I said, creating connections and cultivating collaboration. She's already working with some other small businesses and in the area, and doing a fantastic job. And so everybody, go ahead, show up for this. You know,
Right.
it's going to be fun. I can just tell you right now, it's going to be fun. I believe she's going to have a DJ, and they just want to get to meet their local business neighbors. So stop by this next Wednesday, April 11th, from 6 to 9 p.m. I'm totally going. Okay, so a couple of notes. The Torrance Art Museum is looking for volunteers. Volunteers are one of the richest resources at Torrance Art Museum. That's TAM, Torrance Art Museum. And the museum offers a variety of opportunities, ranging from meeting the public at the information desk, serving as an educational docent and gallery guide, to working behind the scenes installing art exhibits. So whatever your skills and interests are, there's a good chance they have a place for you. If you are interested in volunteering at TAM, contact, well, the address is chernandez@torrancea.gov. chernandez@torrancea.gov, or call 310-618-2378. Now, the El Segundo Museum of Art has put out a call for artwork for the first photo festival, This Is Awkward. The festival will take place on Friday, May 4th and Saturday, May 5th. They want to know, how do you define awkward? Submit your photo or photo-based artwork that explores the theme of awkward. Submissions will be come on a first-come, first-served basis starting April 9th. Frames submissions cannot exceed 18 by 24 by 3. Submissions will remain open through April 28 or until all spaces are filled, and no more than two submissions per artist. All artwork must be ready to hang. So you can send those submissions to submit@artlab21.org. And your work must be dropped off at El Segundo Museum of Art no later than May 2nd. So for more information, visit the website esmoa.org, ESMOA.org. I got this last week. I had no idea about this. St. Margaret's Center offers free groceries for low-income households every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Communities served include Englewood, Lenox, Hawthorne, El Segundo, Lawndale, Gardena, and Manhattan Beach, and includes fresh produce, fruits, dairy, meat, bakery, canned goods, baby food, and more, once a month per family. And bring your bags for a mystery reward. For additional information and to put your name on the list, you have to get on the list, you can call 310-672-2208. 2208. Okay, and St. Margaret's Center is
Wow.
located at 10217 Englewood Avenue, Lenox, California. All right. The Automobile Driving Museum is giving you a discount to book your holiday party early. All right. They're giving corporate neighbor appreciation discount. Get 20% off the venue rental for April 2018, a discount valid through April 30th, and get a 15% discount for holiday party rentals in November and December. Visit that website at automobiledrivingmuseum.org. One other thing. Last month I was invited to a high tea at Villa Narcissa, and they were celebrating the launch of the Vanderlip Heritage Fund. If you want to read about that, it's on my website, okay, southbaybyjackie.com. And that's all we have for you. We're cutting it close, Joe.
That's right. We're cutting it right down to the wire, but that's how we do things in the South Bay, ladies and gentlemen. And thank you for joining us from all over. Thank you for joining us, our friends in France and our friends in the UK. We have friends all over, Becky.
Thank you for joining us.
We love doing this, and we will see you tomorrow. Bye-bye now. And thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.